This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED to hear comments on Sandia's mixed waste landfill. The New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, will hear technical testimony and public comments about the cleanup options for the mixed waste landfill at Sandia National Laboratory on Thursday, December 2nd in Albuquerque. The landfill contains an estimated 100,000 cubic feet of radioactive and hazardous waste that accumulated during the Cold War. The landfill is located in the southeast part of Albuquerque near the proposed Mesa del Sol residential development area. The waste is buried on approximately 2.6 acres in unlined pits and trenches above Albuquerque's only aquifer. NMED will decide that the Department of Energy DOE must either clean up the landfill or leave the waste in place and monitor its emissions indefinitely. DOE argues that it would be too costly to workers to remove the waste from the landfill. However, activists argue that the primary contaminant in the waste, according to DOE, is cobalt-60, which would have decayed sufficiently since its disposal as to pose little threat to workers cleaning the site. Also, DOE argues that the waste poses no threat to the aquifer beneath. Activists also point out that a nearby chemical waste dump at Sandia has contaminated the aquifer beneath Albuquerque with dangerous trichloroethanine, a solvent that was also disposed at the landfill. Sue Dayton of Citizen Action, which has led the effort to clean up the landfill thoroughly, said, quote, "Can Sandia and DOE guarantee that this landfill will never contaminate the aquifer, as other landfills at Sandia have already done? If not, it needs to be cleaned up now," end quote. Two groups of independent scientists have concluded that the waste could be removed from the landfill in order to be protective of public health and the environment. Citizen Action proposes removing the waste and leaving it in an on-site retrievable storage or shipping it to a facility licensed to handle this type of waste. DOE proposes to leave the waste in the landfill and monitor the site indefinitely under its long-term stewardship program. However, a National Academy of Sciences report has found that such a program will not be sufficient to isolate waste from the environment over the time that it remains toxic. Activists are skeptical of the plan, as Peter Niels of the Native Forest Network said, quote, "Permitting the polluter to prescribe the remedy must be acknowledged to be an inherently flawed approach to addressing this problem," end quote. NMED must approve any plan before it takes effect. NMED Secretary Ron Curry said that he hopes there will be an open and robust public discussion about the future of the landfill. Curry said that all comments will be reviewed before NMED issues a decision. There will be a public meeting to discuss potential cleanup solutions for the mixed waste landfill on Tuesday, November 30th at 7 p.m. at the Loma Linda Community Center, located at 1700 Yale Southeast in Albuquerque. For more information, call 505-280-1844. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline at 1-800-456-8863, or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.